Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here with Cyclone Fanatic telling you about one of my favorite companies that I've worked with. And I hire them all the time. Country Landscapes, they're located up in Ames, but they have offices in Eastern Iowa as well, over in North Liberty. Got one up in Clear Lake. I've hired Country Landscapes to do all the landscaping in my front yard, but I've also hired them to come over and give me advice on planting trees in my front and backyard. Stuff I don't really know about. But boy, the folks at Country Landscapes are experts in this field. They also have a skilled stonemason division that creates outdoor living and cooking spaces. That's something I need to look into. Check them out. Country Landscapes. You want that dream fire pit in your backyard? That's an idea for this spring. Country Landscapes, supporting our March Madness coverage of the Cyclones here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network.
At the Carl Auto Group Collision Centers, we make it easy. Our expert Platinum iCard technicians use the latest technology and innovations to repair any make or model of vehicle on the road. Multiple locations in Iowa to get you back on the road faster. Get your free estimate today, in person or online at carlauto.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
The world will never be the same once you see it through the eyes of Fairway Frank.
Frank, we'll sell London broils, New York strip steaks, pork chops, pork steaks.
Frank's mama always said, life is like a T-bone steak. When you shop at Fairway, you know exactly what you're going to get.
What is up? Sorry, I'm in this media room and it's all kind of quiet in here, but I do have great news for everybody who's listening. And the Clones just won the Big 12. They're serving beer in the media room. Isn't that incredible?
I'll join you there, buddy. I'll drink it.
Hey, Maddie Van Winks. No, I haven't. Jason just asking me, he goes, Chris, have you been drinking? And no, I haven't. I just opened this Coors Light. It's not an Ames Lager, but it'll do.
The Ames Lager tastes a little extra special tonight.
I have one Ames Lager left in my fridge in the hotel.
There you go.
Our buddy Steve Kemp brought me a 6-pack earlier this week, nice. And I'll crack that open as soon as I get back to the hotel. Just an absolute ass whooping of epic proportions. One of the greatest games in the history of Iowa State athletics. In this one, as the Cyclones win 69, very nice, to 41 over Houston. Want to also thank our other sponsors. You heard from Carl Auto Group, Country Landscapes, Fairway Meat and Grocery. Of course, our friends at Keen Project Solutions and Central States Roofing as well. You know, I got a lot to say. Probably a lot of it will be best tomorrow night on Williams and Bloom when we have, you know, 24 hours or so to sit back and really soak up everything that's happened. But just really proud of that group. You know, I think that, Matt, we all, like, were kind of, I don't want to say doubting them, but they offensively had fallen off towards the end of the year a little bit, and it was like you were thinking, like, maybe this team could make a run, you know, whatever. And then we make some stupid comments about maybe it's better if they lose, and like,
yep,
there's nothing like cutting the nets down. There's just nothing like it. And just being out there and watching a guy like Robert Jones, who, you know, comes to Iowa State and nobody expects anything. A guy like Trey King, who has to sit out forever and works his ass off to become a Big 12 player. A guy like Taman Lipsey, who coming out of high school is really banged up knee. Keyshawn Gilbert. Yeah. I was on a Vegas TV show a couple weeks ago, and the guy kind of laughed it off because he's like, I can't even believe that's the same Keyshawn Gilbert that was out there at Las Vegas, right? So, like,
yeah,
this is not a group. We're going to talk about March Madness and number one seeds, and this is not a group where there's a lot of people that know them individually, but you put them together and this is an incredible basketball team. After tonight's win, Iowa State has moved up to number 5 in KenPom, and they have overtaken Houston as the number 1 ranked defense in the country. you know, the thing I liked about it, am I back, Maddie? I know I dropped there.
Yep, you're good. Okay. Got you.
A lot of people uploading video here. you've been there and you've done that.
Yeah.
The best part of the win was that it was never in doubt.
Right.
And everybody got to play, and you have walk-ons coming in and hitting threes, and just it was really the perfect type of championship game because there was no stress. Iowa State was never pressed once in this entire tournament. They did dominated the entire. It's the most.
It's got to be one of the most. Yeah, I mean, it was weird because it was nothing like the two games we'd seen previously between these two teams, right? Like we were. I mean, Iowa State did. I mean, the first half especially, Iowa State was playing great defense. I mean, I think I texted you earlier though. Right after the first time out, I was like, these teams look like they're a little bit tired. Like they're missing pretty easy shots. But Iowa State made the plays. They made great passes. They just looked a lot more fresh and crisp. Everything all around, their whole game looked just a step above Houston the whole entire game. And man, we talked about it in the pregame. Milan Momchilovic was the guy that needed to hit mm-hmm. shots. Mm-hmm. He went 6 for 11, 4 threes. I mean, and he makes the all tournament team. As a freshman, man, you just had amazing performances from, I mean, you've talked about it the whole tournament. Keyshawn Gilbert came to play, flat out. Dude was balling incredible. Out there. Dude was balling. Like,
His story
is incredible.
You know, like, it's not just points with him. He had 6 steals against Kansas State. Him and Lipsy are, and Kurt Jones.
Mm-hmm.
You put those three in that rotation, it's about as good as a trio of guards as you can get that handle the ball like Iowa State's guys do. I also think, and I touched on this last night, I was just talking with our guy John Walters about this, and he agreed with me. So now I know it's not just me being a Hassan Ward homer because I love Hassan Ward.
He was great tonight too.
He was phenomenal, and Jones going out in foul trouble yesterday was a really good thing for this team.
Yeah, because you saw Damarian Watson back, which is a nice sign for
Watson came back
for next week.
But just, you know, Ward 23 points combined in the last two nights. I mean, that's massive. It's just absolutely. Massive, and I thought Watson gave really good minutes. You saw mm-hmm. Ballou earlier in the week, mm-hmm. and that's the type of stuff you know that you need when you get into the tournament. And it's just the relief part of this for an Iowa State fan is that it doesn't look like it's going to be a hold your breath and just hope you can keep teams under 50 points,
right?
Because I think we were all starting to. Look at this team the last couple weeks and wonder if that's where it was going. And the offense, you know, you put up 70 against Houston, the length of possessions and whatnot. That's a really damn good performance.
Mm-hmm.
I also, what now? What was that?
I was just going to say, and it never really looked like they were forcing anything, right? It just seemed the offense really seemed to come natural, which is a great sign for this team. You know, when they start getting in trouble is when they really start forcing things. They're taking weird shots. I mean, they had control of this game the whole time, but man, the efficiency from this team, I mean, 25 of 50 from the floor, 9 threes. I mean, that's pretty darn efficient if you ask me.
And then I don't do this very often, but I can do it with you and everybody's in a good mood. Everybody knows about how much I love Otts and how it goes back. And I just like, this is a cool moment because he had never in his entire career, Maddie, even back when we were going in and shooting videos with him, when he was a 28-year-old assistant,
talking with TJ,
he had never coached in a Big 12 championship game before. He had never been an assistant in one of these games before. Iowa State's now 6-0 in these games. And
really,
I just, and I could, you get to see it, how much it meant to him, because this is a guy who looks up to Tim Floyd and, you know, Fred Hoiberg and guys who have come before him and done this stuff. And like that,
This is why he's great here. It's because he understands the Hilton South thing because of the culture. Like, he understands it. Like, some people will say, well, it doesn't mean anything. It's the NCAA. No, it does matter to Iowa State fans. Like, it absolutely matters how you perform down here in Kansas City. And anyways, I'm really proud of him. When he got the job, a lot of people doubted it. After the first year, a lot of people doubted it because it wasn't pretty, even though they went to a Sweet 16. And he really is. I think he should be the National Coach of the Year. He took a guy who was maybe going to win it tonight. And just, like, I think he should be the National Coach of the Year. I know I'm biased. Sue me for it. He's the best freaking coach in college basketball, and he wants to be at Iowa State. And it's, Andrew says it perfect, better than I could have. He just gets us, and he does. And this is the whole point. Like, this is the same thing, Matt, as when you're a quarterback and Justin Fields got drafted into a bad situation, right? If Justin Fields would have gotten drafted into Andy Reid and the Chiefs, he probably would have had a better career than he did at Chicago.
Did you catch Brock the news Purdy today got about drafted. Him, by the way?
Yeah, I did. That's why he came to my mind.
Okay.
But my point is that fit matters.
Yeah.
Especially in college athletics. And I would say especially at Iowa State. Gene Chizik went off to win a national championship. He wouldn't have done it in Ames because the fit was terrible. And everybody realized that, including Gene, from day one. And the one thing that when you've had an athletic director there for 20 years, like Iowa State has had, he understands what Jamie understands, man, like how important that is. Owners and everything that goes with it. So I just wanted to say that. I know my internet sucks here. This is for being the T-Bowl mobile center. There's not a lot of.
No, we got you. You're fine. We got you. You dropped out a couple times. You're good. No, it's so impressive, man. And you know, I think about too, just like his demeanor on the sidelines, right? How he, you know, he really just buys into the what he preaches on the team, the daily habits and everything. And it was cool to see it. Like you said, it was cool to see him on that stage because you know how much he cares about his players, how much he loves his players. And there's some, like you said, there's some great stories on this team. Like Robert Jones, I think is one of the best stories in college basketball, maybe. Just the fact that this guy came in from a low, you know, Denver, a low program, really bought into what TJ had to sell, bought into the defensive side of the game for those first couple of years, and to really transform himself into a true skilled big man that this team needed down the stretch is incredible. Keyshawn Gilbert, I know he's got a great story too. To follow TJ.
I love Keyshawn's story.
Yeah.
I'm going to let him tell his story sometime because it's more powerful coming from him, but he's a guy that Iowa Staters need to continue to wrap their arms around for sure.
Well, have you been into the locker room yet with the guys? I'm curious what the guys had to say. We heard some of them in the post game on ESPN, but what were the guys saying? How are they feeling?
And that's Matt, where when talking heads like us make the point of, well, I don't know, maybe it'd be better if they would lose early. Like, all right, earmuffs. Like, we don't fucking know. Like, go into that locker room and tell those guys that, hey, maybe we want to hold off. You know, it doesn't work that way. And that meant a lot. Does it mean everything? No. If they lose on Thursday in Omaha, people are going to be pissed. Like, everybody.
Yeah. And here's how I'm looking at
this. You can't take that moment away, though.
Yeah.
You can't take that moment away.
Here's how I approach it. One team gets to win the NCAA tournament, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's so freaking hard to win that thing. The best teams often, I mean, like you said before, the NCAA tournament isn't a great way to vet out the best teams, to pick the best team. Man, it's crazy. It's all about matchups. But that's why I think this is extra special for these guys, because they won a freaking championship, right?
Cut down the nets, you get the
trophy.
Cut
down the nets.
You get rings.
in this league and the best conference in college basketball. Well, the Big 12 tournament is a freaking grind. We saw that this week. Some good teams went down. I mean, Kansas packed it in. But that Kansas
beat the best team in the country by 30.
They just beat the best team in the country, the best defensive team. They beat them by, 30 points? Like, 28 points? It's special, man. They're going to remember this, and you can't take that moment away from them.
Let's leave it here. Bloom and I, God, I'm going to be doing so much podcasting in the next 2 days, so I promise.
Save your voice. You got more to do. Like TJ.
Oh, yeah.
I lost my voice this week, and I was only in Kansas City for 2 days, so.
TJ's shot. Yeah, he can't even talk now.
I love it. And then he's doing the Cyclone power chants with the crowd. It's unbelievable.
So do you want to know the fun story behind that?
What did he point out? Jeff Johnson in the crowd?
No, he didn't. So there's a buddy of ours who's one of TJ's best friends from childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I won't give his name out, but we call him Miguelito from the South Side. And
shout out Miguelito.
Miguelito's thing is to do the Cyclone power chant, and he'll do it. We'll just be like a random restaurant, like not even related to an Iowa State event, and he'll just start the Cyclone power chant. And that was where that started. TJ pointed at him in the crowd. And then loved it. Everybody just went crazy with it. It was awesome.
Well, you know what? I was hearing this week down in Power and Light for those the spirit rallies they were doing. They wouldn't let the Godfather on the stage. They wouldn't let Jeff Johnson on the stage. And people were hungry for some Cyclone power, and they got
it. They got it, baby. They got the
and they juicy power. And they juicy wiggled on the stage. Incredible.
Maddie, appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you for your help. Aiden deciding to go down and party in Kansas City kind of threw a wrinkle, and you came and saved the day. I appreciate it.
I love it. He deserves it.
No, you're the man. The OG Cyclone Fanatic intern. Now the brains behind the operation and everything
it.
I do.
Never forget it.
Statty Van Winkle. All right. We appreciate all of our great sponsors, Carl Auto Group, Country Landscapes, Fairway Meat and Grocery, Keene Project Solutions, and Central States Roofing. We'll be back. We'll have all of our selection show podcasts. We'll go live with reaction for the men and women draws coming up tomorrow. And we'll have special NCAA tournament shows for both tournaments. And we'll have our regular Williams and Bloom. We also, this is for our premium subscribers only for now. We are having a party in Omaha right outside of the arena on Wednesday night next week. Everything is booked. We have it done. We have the bar rented out. Premium subscribers will be invited first, and whatever they don't fill up, we will release to the public. So that is next Wednesday. If you're planning to go to Omaha.
Omaha.
Keep an eye out for that. He is Matt Van Winkle. My name is Chris Williams, signing off. Iowa State with a dominant win tonight in the Big 12 championship game, 69-41 over Houston. We'll be back podcasting for you guys tomorrow. Thank you.